or like love, although there's not, I mean, there's actually a lot of that in Lord of the Rings, but once you see it on a screen, it becomes like so material and so like finite. And so now, like, when I read Lord of the Rings, I picture Viggo Mortensen instead of picturing like kind of a faceless guy who just does all these cool things. I'm like, Aragorn's the coolest guy. And when I read about Boromir, I'm picturing Sean Bean, Sinbad, alternatively.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know who Sean Bean? Oh, you've never seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh, this is crazy. Okay, well, Lord of the so you have this idea of Lord of the Rings in your mind, right? I guess.
Yeah.
That the more detail that I give you about it, the more it like narrows this imagination for you.
Yeah, because for me, it's like this vast world with like all these strange little characters and stuff.
Yeah, and they're like nameless and faceless, and they represent like kind of anything. And the more like specifics I give to you, the more it's like your imagination is going to narrow into it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a little sad.
You think?
In some ways, because like, In the way, like, in the media culture that, like, we live in, everything is so saturated, it feels like, that, you know, there's three avatars now, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even need to make a second one.
Yeah.
Like, we got the point.
Yeah, and then, like, adding sequels, like, takes away your wonder of, like, the things that you don't know about the story.
Yeah, like, you leave the movie theater thinking, oh, man, I wonder if there's, like, you know, giant whales that maybe talk and come out of the ocean. And then you see that happen. You're like, oh, maybe it was cooler in my imagination.
Yeah.
And that it just feels like we've monetized imagination so much. And we just, like, keep cashing in instead of letting people, like lay awake at night wondering what Pandora is like. Not that I think anyone was particularly doing that, because the world building, I mean, it was a pretty cool world building, but it wasn't, it's no Tolkien.
Yeah.
As a Tolkien fan, nothing's like Tolkien, but yeah. But I guess like the actual answer, what can transcend media?
Yeah.
I think like these base emotions of like wonder and beauty, and media just represents them. And joy, I guess.
Right.
Those like really fundamental parts about being human.
Yeah, so like when my dad is telling Seinfeld to me, it's not necessarily like Seinfeld is transcending media, but it's like the feelings that Seinfeld gave to my dad is now like being passed on to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And completely, like almost, and Seinfeld is just the occurrence of that happening.
Yeah.
Which makes Seinfeld really cool, but also like it kind of has nothing to do with Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about my dad.
It's all about you and you.
It all goes back to that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been watching like Twin Peaks recently. Have you seen that?
I've seen like half of it, I think.
Okay, well, we just watched the first episode. It's an hour and a half. And it was amazing, but I don't think it could like transcend media and that like I could tell someone what happened in it and they'd be impacted by it. Like I feel like they have to see it.
Yeah, because it's so like it's so deep into the media culture of TV, and
yeah,
there's so many references, and it's so visual as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that I've never thought about Twin Peaks like that. Time to rewatch Twin Peaks.
100%. I'm entering like my David Lynch like expedition.
Nice.
Like I just watched Mulholland Drive at the Rio Theater, and it was unreal. And once again, it's something where it's like I couldn't tell anyone about the plot of it because that's not really even the point of it. It would just be like you have to watch it. And I feel like that shows that it's like David Lynch knows how to take like make total use out of his medium in a way that it like can't even transcend to any other medium because he just like made total use of just film and like these visuals and just like the editing and you know.
Yeah, he really had a very distinct style.
Yeah.
That like there's nothing really like a David Lynch movie or TV show.
Yeah.
And that's like his. Do you think Tarantino's up there with that? Like that's another just like filmmaker that I think has such a distinct style that I couldn't describe Kill Bill to somebody in a way that made them appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have you seen
yeah.
that movie? Or you?
Well, no, I've never seen Kill Bill, but I'm thinking of, because I'm actually going to be watching Pulp Fiction with my friends tomorrow, and one of my friends has never seen it, and she's like, I've never wanted to see that, like, everything I've heard about it doesn't sound interesting, and that's how I felt, too, before Pulp Fiction was like, I don't think I'll like it, but I think that's because also, like, you just can't explain Pulp Fiction is not so much about the plot, but just the way that it's like the characters interact with each other and like the way that it's shot and like the colors in it, even like it's not so much about like you can't really like transmit that like through speech.
Yeah, it's an event.
Yeah.
It's not something like that won't last if we lose digital media. We'll lose Pulp Fiction forever. But yeah. We'll always have like the Seinfeld type schematic. I felt that way about not watching the Dune movies in the movie theater. I felt like I missed an event.
Yeah. Did you watch them just by yourself later?
I watched them with some friends in like, my friend's really into movies and he brought me to his dad's house. It was like a good setup. And we watched the first Dune movie. And I genuinely think that's the best movie. I've never seen a better movie. I've just seen different movies. But yeah, like there's nothing better than that. But I didn't realize that I was watching like an event, or that I maybe was like alive during an event like this.
Yeah.
But Pulp Fiction, yeah, I fell asleep in that movie.
What part?
Don't remember. I was asleep. Oh. Maybe near the end, I think.
Honestly, and also, Pulp Fiction is a movie where it's okay if you fall asleep, because it's not about just like staying awake. Like I feel like you can just watch segments of it and like enjoy it, and it's okay if you fall asleep.
Because it has that like fever dream specificity, maybe.
Yeah, and you're like going through all these different stories.
Yeah, maybe. It didn't feel like it took away from the movie.
Yeah.
But my friend did make fun of me for a long time.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, "You don't understand art. You fell asleep in Pulp Fiction."
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. That might be true.
It might be true.
And another thing that might be true is that we need to listen to some more music. So first, we're going to listen to the song Squishy by Rec Center. This is a Vancouver band that I've been playing a lot of that has a very fun little Vancouver sound. So there we go. And we've been, I guess I want to do a sub, you've been listening to CJSF Radio, by the way. I feel like it's been a while since we've checked in about that fact. So here you go. Try to guess my age.
Thank you. till time started killing me. What's gone that will never come back?
Health system under strain. Going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, Katie's Open Mic with the guest, Grayson, the master of the frolic. We were just listening to, first it was Squishy by Rec Center, and then the song Wheel of Change by Hand Habits. That was off of the album Blue Reminder, which I've been listening to a lot this week. I think it's a really good just no-skip album, so definitely get on that Blue Reminder. So to finish up this awesome show, we have a few minutes left because I'm going to be playing you 10 minutes of beautiful music after. And oh yeah, and I gotta tell you, after we do this, I'm just gonna give you the introduction right now. It'll be Department Uno with Connor after this, so definitely stick around for some more awesome music. And also stick around, like tonight at 8, we've got the Arts Magazine, which is really good for figuring out what you want to get up to this weekend, what kind of shows are in town. But before all that, Grayson, what drew you to the station in the first place?
Honestly, I was just walking around in Club Day, and I saw you guys just, like, sitting down. And I thought, let's see if there's any baseball broadcasts going on. Because my mom got into baseball this year when the Jays were doing well. And so I'd sit and I'd watch the games with her. And I'd be talking about the game with her. And then the broadcasters would say kind of what I said right after. Wow. And she was like, why don't you just do this? And I was like, first of all, I don't know what I'm talking about. But it kept happening, and I was like, wait, that could be funny. And she was like, you should just go do something other than talk to me about baseball. And so I just, like, shouted out at the club day, and then one of the guys there also is a big baseball fan. He's like, I've been trying to do this. And I thought, that's pretty sweet. And I like music, and I think that radio has, like, a kind of cool aesthetic that I don't quite understand. But then when I came to the station, it was just filled with vinyl. So I was like, yeah, this is a cool spot.
Yeah, totally. That's like the peak of being part of the radio, is that you get to hang out at the station with all the weird stuff here. And then I was also just curious, because you were talking about how you want to get some stuff published. And I was wondering, what kind of stuff are you writing?
Not really writing much right now, but I'm doing a master's. And like in the master's process, I want to come out of it with like at least one publication, to see if I like academia or if I can like cut it in academia. So like I was talking to my supervisor, and he said that my thesis should be publishable, but I'm hoping to publish something before, maybe in a journal or just like online or through the school, probably about environmental ethics or something like that. Maybe just something silly, maybe just start working for the Peak or something like that, but get my hand like into like people reading what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so, totally.
Yeah.
I feel like the radio is a good way to start that, because then you can just, like, ponder aloud and see how it goes.
Yeah, see if there's any traction.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we were talking about that before the show starts. Like, we don't even know who listens, so it's just, we just do this for the love.
Yeah, the love of the chat.
Yeah, the love of just sitting here every week with my headphones on, listening to my own voice. It's a beautiful time. But yeah, so you can definitely catch Grayson soon, but we're heading towards the end, so I guess I'll introduce. So first, we're going to start out with The Verve, which I've been listening to them so much. You guys got to get on The Verve if you want to just... I've been describing it as, like, Radiohead, but for happy people. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And we're going to listen to Bittersweet Symphony. This is probably the most popular song, but it's just so exhilarating to listen to. So I'm honestly jealous that you guys get to listen to it from your cars or whatever, but it's okay. I'm going to enjoy it here as well. And we're listening to it like from the music video itself, and I'm so excited. Okay, and then after this, we're playing Not Painless or Easy by Alone Kitty. Okay, see you next week.
Bittersweet symphony that's live.
That was just Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. I've been repeating it this whole week. It's been awesome. And yeah, we've been listening to this really awesome album by them too. I think Drive You Home is probably the best one, but it's not radio vibes though, because it's very repetitive. So just listen to it if you want to get hypnotized. But yeah, during the break we were talking about Twilight. And what do you think about Twilight, Grayson?
I think Twilight's great. I think the movies are the most accessible camp that's ever been made.
Yeah.
And I think they're just perfect for that.
Exactly. And I think, like, a lot of people hate on it. Like, the reason why I started liking Twilight was only because, like, people hated on it. And I was like, it doesn't deserve this much hate, so I'm just going to start telling people that it's my favorite movie. And then it kind of, like, became one of my favorites just because, like, you know, it's like the underdog to me. It's like same with, like, Addison Rae. I feel like Addison Rae needs more love. And now I love her both to protect her from the haters and because she's good.
Is she that good, though?
See? She's my favorite.
She's your favorite. Oh, man. It's going to come true in a couple of years, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I really wanted to get, like, she has this merch that's, like, her face all over it, and I really wanted to get it just to, like, make a stand against the haters.
You need to stand up for Addison Rae. Not enough people are doing that.
Yeah, no.
I have a friend that really loves her, and she sends me her albums, and I just say, I'm not going to listen to this. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, that's okay. I respect your truth. But, okay, now we're just going to end off this radio session with, as we introduced, Not Painless or Easy by Alone Kitty, another album that you gotta listen to. It's just like shoegaze, but like, I don't know, it hits you in the feels, so enjoy.